Diron is a killer of weeds. It's a killer of plants. And when you apply too much of it, it gets washed out in the rain off the paddock in the farm and into the Great Barrier Reef or the rivers and creeks draining to the reef and then onto the reef. And what it does in the marine environment and the freshwater environment is exactly what it does in the land. It kills plants. Now, we all know that plants are the base of the food chain, and we are very worried that Diron is killing the base of the food chain in the rivers and creeks draining to the reef and ultimately out in the reef as well. That means animals that need seagrass, like turtles and dugongs and barramundi, will be less numerous, less productive, less healthy than they would be otherwise. We also have science that is very disturbing that has measured Diron 60 kilometres from shore inside the World Heritage Area, the Great Barrier Reef, at concentrations known to harm coral. As you know, coral is a plant inside an animal skeleton, and Diron is impairing the coral's ability to photosynthesize food. So it's a very nasty chemical. It's very toxic. It's very long-lived. That makes it an effective weed killer, but it also makes it an effective killer of life in the Great Barrier Reef system.
Now, what happened this week with Diron?
Very disturbingly, the federal government has had 10 years to make up its mind about whether this pesticide is safe and whether it can be managed. And despite overwhelming evidence, it has decided that it's safe and it can be managed. And it has set new application rates for the chemical, which are stronger than what was there before, but not so strong as it to be safe, according to the Commonwealth government's own research. One arm of the government is funding research to monitor and research the dangers of the chemical, and another arm of government is allowing it to be used, you know, immediately adjacent to the reef. So, you know, WWF is incredibly disappointed with the decision made by the Australian government yesterday.
And so what does this decision made by the Australian government actually mean for the future of the reef?
It means that the reef is going to be poisoned with pesticides until this decision is reversed. It's going to keep turning up in the rivers and creeks. It's going to keep turning up in the seagrass, and it's going to keep turning up on the reef. There is peer-reviewed scientific evidence that even at these reduced rates, it runs off the paddock into the river at concentrations above the effects levels. So WWF isn't going to go away on this issue. We will be watching the monitoring reports every year, and we will be bringing it to the attention of the Australian people and the Australian government what a terrible decision they made yesterday. Because I think Australians love the reef. It's still a magnificent place to have a holiday. You know, corals and sharks and fish, and it's a great place, well worth saving. It supports 60,000 jobs through tourism and other things that depended on its health. And, you know, what a shame for us to continue to make decisions that affect its health. UNESCO, the World Heritage Body, is currently considering whether the reef's World Heritage nomination is actually in danger. That's how poorly they think the government's managing the reef at the moment, both the state and federal government. We agree with UNESCO that they've got to shape up. You know, this was one area where if they'd made the right decision and banned this chemical, the reef would have had a reprieve. It's under enormous threat from a whole host of threats, not just this pesticide one, but this particular pesticide, if we could have it removed, would give the reef breathing space. It hasn't occurred, unfortunately.
Now, Queensland sugarcane growers, who are the major users of Diron near the reef, say it's essential to their operations to use this pesticide. What do you say and how do you respond to claims like that and to claims that this is essential for people to actually continue their farming livelihoods?
No one's got a right to pollute the Great Barrier Reef, in our view. No one's got the right to diminish the productivity of the fishery or the productivity of the tourism industry. And we don't agree that this is the only pesticide that the industry can use. WWF is not necessarily saying you've got to go organic. We aren't necessarily saying all pesticides must be banned. We're just saying the most dangerous pesticides that live for the longest amount of time and are the most toxic are no longer safe to use adjacent to the reef. And we campaigned very strongly for a thing called Reef Rescue, which is a $200 million program that the federal government is currently rolling out. And it's $200 million worth of money, three-quarters of which is available to help farmers move to safer chemicals, safer equipment, and a lighter footprint on the reef. That money is about to run out soon, and we'll be hoping it is refunded. And so, you know, we feel farmers have many alternatives. I feel sorry for the farmers, actually, that they feel there's no alternatives. That's what their industry leadership has told them. But there are alternatives. There is assistance to change to those alternatives. And they've had more than enough time. This review has been going on for 10 years. They've had more than enough time to adjust to those safer alternatives.
Now, if our listeners at home are worried about the reef, is there anything they can do to help?
They can write to their politician. They can say they're proud about the reef as Australians. It's in our backyard. But having it in our backyard comes with it the responsibility to look after it. And they want the politicians to look after the reef on their behalf. And there'll be a federal election coming next year. And we believe the reef, given the UNESCO's oversight and criticism of the federal and state governments, the reef will be a big issue at the election. So we urge your listeners to write to Julia Gillard, to Tony Abbott, and say, stand up for the reef for me.